In Northwest News on KPLU, Seattle isn't quite ready to throw in the towel on the financially shaky bike share program. Several council members want to bail out the program and let the city take over. But as KPLU's Monica Spain reports, others are ready to call it quits.
The Pronto Bike Share needs a cash infusion in order to stay afloat. Initially, it's a $1.4 million price tag, and one at least some on the city council say Seattle should take on. But Councilmember Lisa Herbold says the bike share hasn't taken off, and if the city was to buy Pronto, it would be like throwing good money after bad.
We're doing it backwards. I think we have to do an analysis of what the customer base is first and design a system around the need. And from what I can tell, that hasn't occurred.
Herbold says a private system might be a better fit for Seattle, but in a hearing at City Hall, Nicole Friedman with Seattle's Transportation Department says you don't have as much control that way. She cited Miami Beach as an example.
I was doing a little research on theirs. Their number one spokesperson is a Playboy Playmate. That's what you get with the private system.
Friedman says public investment would lead to more stations with more bikes, including in low-income areas. The full council will vote on the bike share plan in a couple of weeks. Monica Spain, KPLU News.